Today on Sports Card Investor, I traveled to a great sports card shop to give you a look inside, and I interviewed the owner about what's hot right now and where the hobby might be headed next. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love. Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. I am back in my home studio after a couple of weeks on the road. I spent a lot of time in Florida, had a great time, wanted to do a little getaway after the virtual Sports Card Con 2020. Did a couple episodes from down there, but I'm happy to be back now and getting back into the routine of things again. But on my way back, I got the awesome opportunity to stop by an excellent sports card store in my quasi-hometown of Gainesville, Florida. As many of you know, I went to college at the University of Florida, and then I lived in Gainesville for 18 years. Many of the businesses that I started while I lived in Gainesville. And in fact, some of those businesses are still running in Gainesville today. So I always cherish the opportunity to get to go back by Gainesville. And this visit was particularly cool because I got to stop by the Mealy Pop Shop. The Mealy Pop Shop is a sports card shop in Gainesville that opened about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. And the owner, Jamil, you may remember him from the virtual Sports Card Con. He actually appeared two nights during the virtual, brought a ton of energy, a really good guy. So I was excited to get to bring you a look inside his shop, as well as interview him about what's going on in the hobby, what's hot, what he's looking forward to, and also what it is like to start a sports card shop. So let me bring that all to you right now. Without further delay, here we go. Let's take a look at the Mealy Pop Shop in Gainesville, Florida. Sports Card Investor.
Hello, as I need you. Hello. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing?
Good, man. It's great to have you here. I appreciate you joining the show. I know we're going to show some shots of Jamil's hobby shop here so everyone gets a good sense of it as we're talking. But I want to first start by talking. I know your shop is busy, man. I've seen people coming in here. We've had people in here all morning since I've been setting up here. What's hot right now? Like, what are people are coming in here to buy?
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody always thinks it's a baseball card shop, baseball, right? Or maybe football because we're in the epicenter of Gainesville, Florida, the Gators, right? But right now, man, yeah, go Gators. Right now, soccer and basketball are just on fire. I tell you what, man, and I would even throw in a sprinkle of hockey too because of the playoffs. But soccer and basketball are, it's just blown my mind what I've seen in the last really 3 months. And soccer in the last 2-3 weeks. I mean, you've been following stuff on your episodes and stuff. But super hot. Playoffs have been just, I think, fueling it. One of the only things to watch that I think is really competitive. Shout out to the NBA and the bubble. They've done a really good job with that. And then soccer, which is really a year-round sport. And it has just been on fire.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about basketball. Because one thing that struck me in particular with basketball is how wax prices have escalated insanely over the course of the last few months, and not just 1920. Yeah. In fact, I think in some areas, you know, 1920 has been hot all year, but in some areas, maybe 1920 is starting to come down a little bit now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, some of the previous years, 18, 19, 17, 18, you know, and even all the way back to like 12, 13, mm-hmm. right? And you got a ton of it back here.
Yeah.
What are you seeing in terms of wax right now?
So I think we noticed something about waxes here in 1920 is that Zion and Ja really fueled it. Then you had people like Kobe and Hero and other guys come through that really pushed the prices up, and then we got to the playoffs. So John and Zion bounced out, starting to see a drop there. You're starting to see a bigger drop in not the mainline brands. I think you're safe with Optic and Prism and Mosaic and Select, but when you're getting off the mainline a little bit, those other products starting to come down. Court Kings is dropping. Obsidian is dropping. Mm-hmm. But people want the rookie cards, and they want the rookie card silvers, or they want the parallels and those things, and that's where you're finding it. You're also seeing that in Chronicles right now, which has been a pretty good sell for us, for you people who are ripping Chronicles. Just to throw this out there, Chronicles is not going away. It's a brand Panini's created, and there is a ton of it. They made Chronicles Soccer this year, Chronicles Racing, baseball, football, and basketball. It's a brand that's going to be here for a long time. So maybe don't knock on it so hard, because I think that those cards may be more valuable in the future than we think.
Interesting. Okay. That's an interesting take on Chronicles for sure.
Yeah.
And I know that one right now, theoretically, is out there in retail shops and everything like that, but I think people are having trouble finding that, you know, finding that in retail, just like any other basketball set this entire year, right?
Yeah, I mean, retail, it's, you know, shop owners, we have our own thoughts on it all, because we would love to carry that stuff, and it's very difficult. I know there's contracts they have with Walmarts and Targets. We're seeing kind of, I think, some of the ugly side of it, you know, the things that are posted. Here's the thing about retail is it's a great option, but the hobbies is where you're going to have the potent hits. I know it's more expensive, but you're going to get more potency in that, and you're going to get the numbered stuff and the autos and the hits, where in retail, you can spend a lot and not always get a lot. So just be thinking about that. I think it's great to see the retail this past year. Mosaic, Chronicles, Prism, Optic, those four brands, I think about with basketball, through the roof. But what about Chronicles Soccer? What about some of the things that we're seeing now with soccer as well? The retail element is spanning just baseball, you know, football, soccer, hockey. Everybody's buying everything.
Right.
So great thing for the market. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So basketball, interesting. We're seeing 1920 come down a little bit, and it's not, or some of it, as you said, not necessarily the mainline brands, which, by the way, that's a pretty good lesson out there for sports card investors. I always recommend, especially newer sports card investors who are getting into it, stick with the top brands, because those are the ones that are typically going to have the most consistent investor interest over time.
Yeah.
Those are the, you know, when you're as you said, you know, you're talking about your Prism, your Select, your Optic, maybe a little bit something like a why am I losing the
Mosaic?
No, well, I was going to say Mosaic because Contenders.
Oh, yeah,
Contenders is where I was going with that. Contenders.
Great brand.
Yeah. I mean, Mosaic, maybe. Mosaic will be an interesting one, because obviously this was the first year of the full, you know, retail Mosaic release, where in previous years it was obviously closer just to the Prism product. And I think they were just doing it online. And
they dropped the Prism logo too. That was the key, right? The Prism logo dropped Mosaic's own brand. But remember, Mosaic has football coming out.
Yeah.
So we're going to see, I think it's a pretty product. There's some really unique cards in it. I think that's going to be around for a while too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. But so you got 1920 softening a little bit. I think you made a good point in that Zion and Ja have largely driven 1920 wax prices. Well, both of those guys are out of the bubble, right? Neither of those guys even made it into the playoffs. I was anticipating, hoping that one of those two would be facing off right now against the Lakers in that opening round series and getting the additional spotlight from all those primetime games that the Lakers are getting.
Yeah, yeah.
However, they didn't make it.
Right.
And as soon as they were bounced out, we saw their card prices starting to soften, right?
Yeah.
And then we saw wax starting to soften as a result. But conversely, you've got like 18-19, where not only do you have Luka, who's balling in the bubble, you know, and is doing great.
1-1. Yeah.
But then you also have someone like Michael Porter Jr.
Sure.
Who, you know, has really emerged in the bubble as a star, and his prices are fueling. And so whenever you see that happen, like a player emerge like that, and of course, not that Porter Jr. was a secret. Like people have known about Porter Jr. for some time. But he was definitely a you know, way down the totem pole compared to Luke and Trey
in terms of
prices. But when you see somebody like him really start to take off, then what you see is you see wax from that whole entire year really start to accelerate. And I think we've seen that with 18-19. We've seen that with 17-18 with Tatum and with Mitchell.
Yeah, that's actually continuing to go up.
Yeah.
I think with 17-18, not to cut you off, but you have some 17-18 stuff that I think there's some room to grow even further. Here's the thought with that. Okay, so let's just say Mitchell doesn't beat the Nuggets. Let's say the Jazz don't beat the Nuggets. But you still have a Celtics team that's probably going to look to contend for the East, right?
Yep.
And Tatum stuff's not going anywhere. It's not going down.
Yep.
So I tell people this all the time. Buy the stuff in the shop now. Don't open it. If you have the self-control not to open it, come back and sell it to me in 2 weeks. I bet you'll make 50% profit. Because this stuff is accelerating at such a high rate of speed. At 17-18, 18-19, and another one we were talking about earlier was 12-13.
Mm-hmm.
You got so many rookies in that class.
But
incredible.
The
Prisms,
incredible.
Right, and the things, the selects of that stuff has become so hard to get. The supply is not meeting demand. This is the same thing we're seeing in graded cards. The supply is not, because the grading companies are behind. So just pay attention to what's happening right now. A lot of you guys out there are hobbyists and you love the hobby. Use it to your advantage, you know what I mean? Use it to help fund your collections. There is so much happening at such a high rate of speed. We reprice wax in our store almost every other day. Mm-hmm. And we have to, because I can't rebuy this stuff for the prices on the wall, because it's just gone up 15-20% in two nights, you know? So think about that stuff as a sports card investor, as somebody who's really looking at this stuff. Wax is a great alternative if you're stuck in cards, or you can't get your, if you've got a bunch of stuff at PSA and Beckett right now,
yep.
Start thinking about wax, diversify your portfolio.
Yeah, but of course, hold on to that wax and hold it sealed, right? Don't. Unfortunately, as you know, you may buy that wax, and then about, you know, well, you may sit there staring at it for a couple of days, and then it may, yeah. I gotta open it, you know. So
yeah.
But if you've got the discipline, it's a great way to go.
Yeah.
Well, we just talked a bit about basketball, but you mentioned soccer.
Sure.
And, you know, and what's interesting to me about soccer is, while within basketball we've seen all this heat, a lot of people feel like, well, gosh, we got to be kind of at the top of the market for some of this. And maybe we are, maybe we're
sure.
not. We'll see,
you
right?
Never know.
But with soccer, I think there's kind of a feeling like, oh, we're just in the early stages.
Yeah.
Like if basketball, you're like, you know, you're in the sixth or seventh inning of, you know, in soccer, you're like, you're still in the bottom of the first in
right.
terms of like where the soccer card market could go.
Yeah.
What are you seeing as a shop owner when it comes to that?
So a lot of people are now buying soccer blindly, saying, I don't know anything about it, but I know that it's hot, and they want to get in the action. So you have that contingent of people, right, who are saying, I just want to see what this is. I want to buy some Donruss or some lower end product. I just want to see if I can get a Holland out of Chrome or whatever it is, or a Greenwood out of Chronicles. They know a few of the names. But here's the crazy thing about soccer. You put those cards away, and in 3 weeks, we saw it with, you know, some of the guys, the guy on Bayern and stuff that just popped off, you know, in Donruss. These cards, these players are changing constantly. The league is all year round, right? It's not like with basketball, football, baseball, where there's a lull. The stuff is going on. We have the World Cup coming up in about a year and a half, 2 years, 2022. That's gonna be a massive thing. You got 2021 Euros mm-hmm. next year, another massive thing. So card market, I mean, for soccer, is so young. It's really 5 years in. 2014 Prizm was really the first real main stake that a
yep.
company took, right? I mean, you had MLS before that,
in
but
America,
it wasn't,
yep.
yeah, it wasn't really like, you know, a big deal. We had Upper Deck in the 94 World Cup, but like 14 World Cup. So we're looking at a market that's 5-6 years old. You have players, Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar, massive superstars worldwide who don't even have many cards, right? Mm. I mean, you could probably personally collect all of them because they don't have a lot of cards. So the world we're in right now with soccer, I would tell people is learn it, educate yourself, and then start busting some stuff open, you know, and put that stuff away. We opened about 9-10 boxes last night on our live, Mealy Pops Breaks, by the way, on YouTube and Facebook. We did it, and Instagram. We did it, and most of the people don't even know half the players. It's Bundesliga Topps Chrome Soccer,
mm-hmm.
right? And they don't even know half the players, but they know Holland, Reyna, and they might know Sancho, and they might know a few other guys. But you, some of those other guys you put away, Timo Werner, you start stashing away. His card's going 25, 30 bucks a pop. You put away Tyler Adams, he's going 20, 25 bucks, USA player. These kind of things people are starting to catch on. So the shop people, there's going to be a window, and it's going to close soon, where I think soccer is just going to keep pushing, keep going up, and it may become unaffordable, some of these earlier stuff. We talked about 2014 World Cup.
Oh, my God.
Holy smokes.
So this is an incredible story. Probably one of the worst, biggest misses I've ever had in sports card investing is back in, I think it was February. So we're not talking very long ago. There was a sealed case of 2014 Prizm Hobby on eBay for $3,300. So that 12 boxes in that case. So it would have been, you know, $200 and something a box essentially for that case,
yeah.
right? What is that case now selling for?
$75,000.
$75,000. And folks, I actually put an offer in on the case at $3,300, and I didn't end up pulling the trigger at $3,300, and now it's $75,000.
7 months ago, right?
7 months ago. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. Now, you know, I don't know that we can expect that to happen
sure.
again. I think, you know, that was the very early stage, and now we are where we are today. But as you said,
sure.
there's worldwide demand. There's games all the year. And you mentioned the World Cup happening in a year and a half. Well, you've also got the World Cup coming to America.
Yeah.
But 5.5 years
2026.
From now. 5.5 years from now, right? So, I mean,
yeah.
I know that's a little ways down the road, but it's something that you should start to think about. It's
Absolutely.
Something you should, you know, is that going to fuel and lift the popularity of soccer in America further? I would suspect so.
Sure.
So, you know, what's that going to look like? Yeah, it's interesting stuff for sure.
And we have a great young core guys coming up. If you haven't heard it, Giovanni Reyna, right? I mean,
yeah.
Claudio Reyna's son, massive name. Tyler Adams. You have these guys that are coming up in the system that if you're a long-term holder, they could be massive cards in, you know, 5 years. So if you have that timetable to wait, I'd encourage it. Here's the thing about soccer that we haven't talked about a lot, and you don't see this, is we look at basketball, Panini, football, Panini, baseball, Topps, Upper Deck, hockey. What about soccer? You got Topps Chrome, and you have Panini Chronicles coming out in the last, you know, 2 months. There's a crossover with two companies that really want to be the soccer name. So I think we're going to see greater competition, greater products. Right now in soccer, look at our wall versus our wall back here. It's a massive wall back here, the three main sports. Soccer, I only got about 8-10 boxes over there. Why? Because there's not a lot of soccer boxes out there. The supply for soccer is definitely not meeting the demand. And I think if you just take that for a second and you just say, hey, maybe there are some soccer boxes I want to sit on. 2018 World Cup Prism came out. That also, it's not 2014 levels yet, but 2018 has just gone absolutely crazy. You were talking about the De Bruyne from English Premier League, I think it was, or Euro, right, from 2016 Prism. So there's cards that, you know, you just have to really pay attention, educate yourself.
Yep.
And it's massive. Mbappe's a great card to just watch. Silver PSA 10, I think, popped the other night for $11,000. That card was probably $1,000, you know, 3 months ago.
It was a thousand bucks, maybe a little more than three, but yeah, it was not much more than that. Yeah.
And the PSA 10 Prism, right? It went up to 3,000 and then dropped once he got hurt. And if you watch soccer and you had just a little bit of knowledge, you know this guy's one of the massive superstars up and coming. Now a PSA 10 is 3,000 again for a base Prism.
It's back up for sure. Yeah, that's really, really fascinating to watch for sure. Very cool, very cool. Well, a lot of excitement there.
Yeah, it's great.
For sure.
Yeah, and soccer fans are nuts, so I know you guys are nuts out there.
So I want to ask you a little bit about being a card shop owner, right?
Sure.
I mean, what this experience is like and what you're seeing, and there may be people out there who are kind of like, what's the card shop business like? And you opened this shop about 2 years ago. Prior to that, you had been a dealer for a long time. You had done some nationals as a dealer, a lot of online stuff. But what actually motivated you to actually open up this physical retail store?
Well, I mean, you know, with anything, as you grow in a business and you learn a market, right? I mean, you start to realize, hey, I can do this. You build confidence in yourself. And so once we had done the national a few times, I realized I understood the market from that standpoint. Was doing shows, was buying. You know, I went from setting up to a show or going to a show to buy a few cards to setting up to a show to then going to just buy people's collections at shows, because I realized how to process that very quickly. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for the time we got into. We got into our shop 2 years ago. Percy Harvin did our opening. Go Gators.
Okay.
It was June of 2018. We're sitting at August of 2020 now. And to go back and say I would have seen this growth, I would never have dreamed what has happened. We started it because we said, you know what, let's take a step out in faith. My wife and I both had jobs full time, and it was hard. It was a grind. I mean, with anything you do, there's a grind. And so we took a step away. I was working in the hospital as a therapist. I went part-time. She left her work. We started this shop, and it was hard the first probably 6 months. It was very hard to get wax and build allocations and all those things. But then we just started to realize, as you pour into a customer and you teach people and you invest in them, just like Jeff does with you guys, I mean, he's spending so much time in looking at these analytics and sharing all these things, teaching people, imparting them, giving them something tangible, we realize that, you know, the shop is a place, a community place, where people can come in, learn cards, learn how to, you know, grade cards, learn how to value cards, you know, learn how to see what a real market thing is, learn the different elements to sell cards. You know, we don't just talk about eBay, we talk about StockX or ComC, and I teach people that side of it as well. How to look at a card and see if it's a 9 or a 10, how to figure out what centering is on a borderless card. I mean, just these little things that you don't always pick up, and I think that's why shops are so important. So we've used that model, and we've tried to make it experiential. We've tried to put TVs and contests and things that people can come in and have fun. We've started our breaking element, which is really just really exponentially helped our shop, where we have people all around the country and in our state who break with us, but then they're also local, so they come in and they're excited. They, you know, yo Scott, you pull that that Luka base card, and I remember you hit in the break, what'd you get on that grade? Oh, I got a 10. And now there's all this excitement around Scott getting this, or, you know, Rob was sitting here ripping cards and he pulled that Luka auto or whatever, and we sent it off for grading, or he sold it, or whatever happened. But those elements of that community is so important in this hobby. And so we embraced it. We just grew with that. And I followed other models, other shops' models across the country, and I watched them. And, card shops are really important. I mean, I think it's been great. And we've been thankful that we've been successful in it.
Yeah, I hope we see more open. You know, I think the business has shifted so much to be an online business, which, of course, you're never going to be able to compete with the inventory levels that you can find in online, you know, eBay and online superstores. But what is missing from it all being online is that, as you said, that experience in that community. And even right here where we've got this camera plugged in. It's sitting on top of this kind of elevated bar in your store.
Card bar, we call it. Yeah.
Card bar, right? So, like, I mean, that's a place you were telling me. People are coming in here. They're opening up packs. You can do what? Trading?
And yeah. We leave box cutters out, and we leave mats out. We even have a little phone stand so people can film what they bring.
Yeah.
I have a guy, shout out to Kyle, he'll come in, and he'll just do a whole break for himself. And he'll be like, woo, and
he'll have, his little
filler, so he'll slide his cards, and it makes it fun. And you know what that does is then you have people come around, and they're excited for you in your break, you know, and it's just a fun element that a shop has. So community is important, experience is important, and I'll say this, we're trying our best to break the stereotype of a card shop that's disorganized or maybe dusty or not priced. I mean, I'm seeing it more and more. Card shops are putting in the effort. So support your local card shop. I mean, I say that all the time. I tag it on Instagram and things. Support your local card shop. And if you don't have one, you know, you can find one through the internet. I have plenty of people who send me messages. Hey, thanks for the break. Could you send me a couple packs of sleeves and hard cases? Of course I can do that. You know what I mean? And I could probably beat Amazon and those other prices just to help you out. So that's what we want to build as a community and what we do. And I think that's where card shops will thrive.
Absolutely. Now, there are probably some people watching who are like, oh, well, I'm interested in opening my own, but I know there is a challenge right now, and the challenge is distribution. The challenge, like getting all of this stuff, right? This is not easy to get your hands on these days, right?
It's become very difficult. I mean, and with anything, the supply has to meet the demand, and if it doesn't, the supply then goes up in price. And so for me, we have initial release stuff. You know, Certified Football comes out tomorrow. We'll do breaks of it. We'll have it in store. But what will probably happen is once we sell out of that, I can't sell that again for the same price. I have to rebuy it. And sometimes my rebuy price today is more than what I have it on my shelf at.
Right.
And that's a crazy model to think of, right? We're repricing wax almost every other day. So for any prospective people going in, I would tell you this, diversify. You can't be a shop owner or open a shop and say, I'm only going to make money this way, or I'm only going to make money this way. You have to do multiple things to do that. And I think that's why we've been successful. Breaks. We have a whole grading program now. We have organized wall with just stuff that people can go through. We sell singles. We've created something called Mealy Pops Madness.
Yeah, this is really cool, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet.
I'll shout out to you guys. A Shop Mealy Pops is our Instagram title. So this Saturday, we usually do it two or three Saturdays a month. We do massive single card sales in about 2.5 hours. And all you do is you go on Instagram. You don't have to have a massive account or anything. Just make an account. And you click on the little circle button that says live, Mealy Pops, you click on it, and all of a sudden you're gonna be taken into kind of a table of cards that are just gonna be flying. Last week we did about 300 deals. Now that's not 300 cards, because some people will lot deals together, you know? They'll take this card and this card and this card. But we make so many deals in Mealy Pops Madness to really impart back to the collector. I'm always buying collections, so why not flip it back to the collector, right? So they can have some stake in it, the investor. And I mean, I was selling PSA 10 Tatis Chromes 3 weeks ago for $75.
Oh, I wish
there's a $300 card.
Yeah, I wish you had those back.
Yeah, so just things like that where people can come in and buy, and I'm trying to stay accurate with the market. And we just do it every Saturday night, probably two or three times a month. Just check us out on Instagram and you'll have fun with it. But the whole point of that was to say, you have to find a niche. That works for us. Some other people might put all their singles out in the cases and you might have more demand that way. And I totally get that. So we're trying to find our niches in that. I've prospected a lot on Pokemon, and really that's just a world where I teach kids, you know, how to take care of cards. And then those kids who collect Pokemon may be in sports cards in 4 or 5 years. And I know their parents love it because now they're collecting with their kids as well. So there's all these elements you just have to do. You have to be diversify. And hopefully you'll do well with it. It's sad in our state. We only have, I think in Florida, 18 card shops, I think is what it is, for 22 million people. Right? So just thinking
that
about that.
Out of whack.
You know what I mean? Just thinking about that. I mean, we have to do better, and hopefully we're starting that trend.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. Well, you gave an important business lesson there. I want to make sure people picked up on, for any type of business, your experience before you started the shop, you had for years done this as a side business.
Yes.
And then gone to the national. You cut your teeth in a lot of different ways.
Sure.
And then you were finally ready. Like, you were ready to do it. And it's that kind of, you know, you got to crawl before you walk. You got to walk before you run. And while you crawl and you walk, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to fall down a lot. You're going to figure things out. You're also going to develop important relationships.
Absolutely.
Which I'm sure help you get some of this stuff, you know, relationships with dealers or distributors and the manufacturers and that kind of stuff. But it's that period of kind of learning, of failing, that then helps you when you're like, okay, I'm ready to make the investment now. I'm ready to open the shop. I'm ready to go full in. You're ready to go. You've got the knowledge, you've got the experience, and it's gonna, you know, accelerate your learning curve.
Right.
You know, within Sports Card Investor, I mean, you know, I had the hypothesis of If I built the Market Movers data platform and gave people a really easy way to understand price changes of cards and track their collection, everything like that, that would be a piece of software that people would want to buy. I had that hypothesis well over a year ago.
Right.
But maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, but I said, you know what? I want to prove this out, and I'm first going to start by just doing my YouTube channel and talking about the price changes of cards and doing graphs in Excel and, you know, doing it all manually just to show that to validate the audience, to validate the need, to validate the interest, and then also, by the way, to build up audience so that if I do build the software platform, I've now got the experience of doing it, I've got to build an audience to promote it to, and I validated it all. And it's very similar, your story. Like you cut your teeth, you learn the way, you build up a customer base, and then when you're ready to open the retail store, you're ready to go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we were joking about the name. Mealy Pops was a joke for me. It was a nickname as a kid. I mean, Jameel, Mealy Pops, I got this nickname as a kid. And it just grew as a brand. And then I realized, you know what, let's just call our LLC this, and it was online store this. And then it became something more that people resonate with. Oh, you're Mealy Pops, right? Or so you're the person who sold me this card, or I saw do this, or did this break, or whatever. And then you have kind of something set in stone that I think people, you know, resonate with. Your brand is going to be everything, right? Honesty, just someone who cares about people, customer service, that you're, you know your content, that you're educated. Don't ever get into stuff that you don't know what you're doing. That's how you lose money quickly. So for me, I stick to what I know, and I grow, and I try and learn, you know. I didn't grow up with vintage baseball cards. I'm learning new things about vintage every single day. I love vintage, but it's not my forte. You know what I mean? So there's things that you got to really start to churn in. You got to educate yourself. And people will ask me all the time, how'd you figure out grading? How'd you know? I submerse myself with it. I'm around cards all the time, looking at condition, looking for these things. I know Prism Brand. I know what to look for with edge wear, or if it's corner things or surface issues or centering. You know, you have to know these things. It doesn't come easily, but I think if you work hard and you have a good ethic, you really can do well. And this business, man, I tell you what, there's so many awesome people in this business. I meet people like Jeff, everywhere that care about cars and care about customers. And we can really see the hobby grow. I think really, I'll say this, I think we're in our infancy in this. You know, I think cards still have a massive, massive place to gain. We haven't been around as long as things like coins and currency, you know, and that's a whole other market. But cards are fun. They're being played right now, right? There's basketball playoffs going on in the back here. Things are something that you can watch constantly. It's like a stock market. It's changing every single day. And I know that people will say that the hobby is, there's no more hobby, everybody's investing. I disagree with that. I think that you can really become a hybrid kind of collector and investor at the same time and really enjoy like the intricacies of what sports cards are.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You mentioned over there, you got a couple of personal cases in the store. They're your Florida Gators collection, right? And, it's I don't think there's necessarily a hot market for, you know, a third year Mike Miller card, but, you know, but for you and me, that's a pretty damn good card to own, you know?
Yeah,
so it's fun to do that kind of stuff. Cool. Very, very cool. All right. So with all of this stuff in your store, with all of this product, with all these things, what is your favorite product right now?
Oof, man, you put me on the spot with that. Favorite product right now that's come out, just anything from this past
year? If I said, Jameel, go rip something, keep it for yourself, what would you rip? What would you choose to rip?
I mean, I'm a big, oh my gosh, that's a tough one. So I'm looking right here, I see 2014 World Cup hangers and 2018 World Cup cellos over there.
Yeah.
I love the thrill of that. That would be for me for soccer. I'll give you one for each. So the World Cup Prism in soccer, that's just been one of my jams for the last couple years. If you want something funny to watch, my very first YouTube video, when we started our channel in 2014, I didn't tell you this, I'm ripping 7 boxes of 2014 World Cup Prism that I paid I don't know. And at the 28th minute or 18th minute, Silver Ronaldo comes out. I just have it in a sleeve and I just kind of throw it on the table. And PSA 10 is like $7,000 of that card. But it's just funny to think about that. So World Cup's in my jam for soccer, the Prism. I do love Goodwin, because here's why I love Goodwin. Goodwin has been a good brand, I think, for anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's the cheapest basketball brand right now to get into and potentially hit a LeBron auto. LeBron autos, the only LeBron autos you can find is in that. There's Jordan floor pieces. There's also other fun stuff in there. And then for me, 2017 Prism football. I don't have a lot of it. It's very hard to find. But Mahomes and just his stuff. I love Mahomes personally. So that's been a really cool rip for me. And then lastly, let me see here. Our baseball brands, I love baseball too. I'm a big Cardinals fan, as you guys can see. Fantasy Sports, you know, it's a great repack product. If you haven't heard of it, we've been getting that for a while. We've been going through a lot of that stuff.
What is it? Which one?
It's called Fantasy Sports Baseball.
Okay. Oh, it's a repack, right?
But they do all different sports, and we have a case break of basketball posting next week. They do a really good job with that. I love seeing that. I love opening that. I will say this. My favorite, if I were to open one right now, would be that 2013 Select Baseball, because Select Baseball, it's early on. They're some of the prettiest cards, that chrome, and of course the Mike Trout silver that everybody chases in that. I have a little bit of everything, man. I could open, probably something from every sport in here. There's so much. I look around and I just enjoy 17-18 Select Basketball. That's been another jam I love. 17-18 Select.
I love 17-18 Select.
Beautiful
basketball.
Cards.
Good cards. Really nice cards.
They grade well. They look nice. Tatum is on fire.
Yeah.
What happens if the Jazz upset, the Nuggets? Yeah. So there's so much fun stuff there. That's kind of a loaded question for me, man. I could answer it all day.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know, so much temptation. Look at all this temptation, everybody.
So much.
Awesome, Jamil. It's been cool hanging out with you, man. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Definitely learned some stuff. I'm sure the audience appreciates it as well. And check this guy out. Give us your social handles and all that stuff again.
So our big platforms are really Instagram and Facebook. So Shop Mealy Pops on Instagram, the Mealy Pop Shop on Facebook. Our website is mealypops.com. We're going to be changing our website very soon. We're going to put our breaks and be more comprehensive for people. So it'll be kind of Mealy Pops Breaks, Mealy Pops the Shop all in one. So that's coming. And we're also on Twitter. You can find us at Shop Mealy Pops there. And do a little bit on TikTok and YouTube. Our YouTube channel is one that we haven't grown as well, but the Mealy Pops Shop on YouTube. Find us there. Love to chat with you guys. And you can always email our store, shopmealypops@gmail.com. We always get emails in and questions. And shout out to you, Jeff, for the virtual. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me be a part of that. And I look forward to what you're doing, man. You're doing some awesome things. And I don't know if it's been announced yet, but I know there's some stuff coming down the pipeline as well. So
that's right. We're working on, we got such great response to the virtual that we're kind of working on some plans for maybe the next one.
Hey.
So we'll be telling everybody about that soon. But certainly Jamil will be part of it. The Mealy Pop Shop will be part of it, without a doubt. So. Awesome, man. Give you a fist bump here.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks for being part of it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that look inside the Mealy Pop Shop and my conversation with Jamil. He's a great dude. One of the good guys in the hobby. Really enjoyed that opportunity to get to sit down and talk to him. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoy this type of content, please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. Hit the little subscribe button below. Hit the little bell icon so you are notified of new episodes. We'd also appreciate a follow on Instagram. We're putting out some great content on Instagram these days. You can follow us at SportsCardInvestor on Instagram. And we are also at SportsCardInv on Twitter. So give us a follow in those places. We certainly appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back in a couple of days with our next episode. Take care, everybody.